September 8th brings a day defined by the collision of old money and new technology. The biggest story is the rapid maturation of tokenized assets, where traditional finance is finally moving onto public blockchains, while simultaneously, the artificial intelligence infrastructure race is shifting from pure model development to the physical and regulatory bottlenecks at deployment. The most significant shift today is in how financial assets are being digitized. Securitize, a company that began trading on the New York Stock Exchange in July, has seen the market for tokenized real-world assets explode from low single-digit billions in early 2024 to approximately $40 billion today. This growth is driven largely by tokenized treasuries, such as the Bidel Fund issued in partnership with BlackRock, which now holds close to $3 billion in assets. Carlos Domingo, the co-founder of Securitize, argues that we are at the end of the beginning of this transition. He contrasts his open, permissionless model on Solana with the closed ecosystem pilots of legacy institutions like the DTCC. The regulatory environment is catching up, with the SEC proposing a major rewrite of transfer agent rules for the first time in nearly 40 years. This modernization allows digital wallets to replace physical addresses, a change Domingo welcomes. The implication is that tokenization is no longer an experiment, but a multi-trillion dollar industry that requires robust, compliant public infrastructure. Turning to the physical layer of the AI boom, the focus is shifting from chips to data centers and energy. Crusoe, a data center developer serving giants like Meta and Microsoft, raised a new $3 billion round at a $30 billion valuation. This follows a massive $13 billion contract with Jane Street to supply GPUs. The capital is being poured into hyperscale campuses, signaling that the bottleneck for AI is no longer just compute power, but the ability to house and power it. This infrastructure race is global. In Asia, markets rallied on AI optimism, with the Nikkei up 2% and the Kospi surging nearly 5%, driven by semiconductor stocks like SK Hynix. In Europe, the narrative is mixed. While AI infrastructure stocks are strong, traditional energy concerns are resurfacing. German gas storage levels hit a 15-year low, driving prices to their highest in 3 years. The European Central Bank is expected to raise rates to 2.5% on Thursday, its first external meeting since 2011. This monetary tightening, combined with political instability in Germany, where the AfD won a significant number of seats in a state election, creates a headwind for European tech growth. Meanwhile, the software industry is grappling with how to manage the output of AI agents. The consensus is that the problem is no longer generating code, but verifying it. Randy Schaup of Circle CI argues that the industry must build industrial-grade evaluation harnesses to match the speed of AI code generation. He compares the current state to the early days of semiconductor manufacturing, where test equipment became a trillion-dollar industry. Similarly, Michel Tricot of Airbyte points out that the primary barrier to reliable AI deployment is not model capability, but data access and identity resolution. Agents need real-time access to live systems, and the industry is moving towards stateless protocols to manage permissions without bloating context windows. This technical reality is reshaping business models. Ron Arusi suggests that software agencies must transition to a law firm-style equity model to retain talent, as AI compresses the time to mid-level proficiency. The human role is shifting from coding to multi-monitoring agents, a skill that requires a new kind of discipline. In the realm of pure research, AI is beginning to tackle problems that resisted human efforts for decades. OpenAI mathematicians have reported that models like GPT-5 are solving complex problems in sphere packing and group theory. One notable result was a 15-page proof of the existence of a non-sophic group, a result previously unknown. The speakers argue that the bottleneck in mathematics is shifting from proving results to understanding and absorbing them. AI is acting as a reasoning partner, exhibiting a kind of mathematical taste by pruning search trees effectively. This suggests a renaissance in the field, where AI handles execution and humans focus on high-level judgment. On the consumer side, the integration of AI into health is accelerating, but with ethical questions. Aura, a smart ring maker, confidentially filed for an IPO, revealing revenue that jumped from $697 million to $1.2 billion in the 9-month period ending last June. The company claims to possess one of the largest longitudinal biometric datasets in consumer health. However, this data richness comes with scrutiny. A proposed class action lawsuit alleges that Aura's sleep tracking relies on unreliable AI estimates rather than physiological signal detection. This tension between data utility and accuracy is a theme echoed by Professor Andre Neymat, who argues that AI is shifting medicine from a find-and-fix model to a predict-and-prevent paradigm. He warns that regulatory frameworks lag behind technological development, creating an ethical vacuum where responsibility shifts from doctors to developers who may not fully understand their algorithms. The other big story today is the resilience of traditional media and sports in the face of digital disruption. The NFL continues to dominate, generating over $20 billion in annual revenue. The league is expanding internationally and targeting female viewership, which has grown by 9% since 2024. However, a new report indicates that 1 in 4 NFL players who died between 2016 and 2021 had CTE, raising long-term concerns about player safety and insurance costs. In media, valuations have shifted. Classified stocks have fallen due to AI concerns, while established brands like the New York Times have risen. The Times, valued at $11 billion, is suing OpenAI for illegal training data use, highlighting the friction between legacy intellectual property and new AI capabilities. Finally, a look at the broader economic landscape reveals a mix of optimism and caution. In Greece, the country is re-entering the Stoxx Europe 600 index, creating a unique investment opportunity as it retains emerging market status in other indices. In Germany, industrial companies like Andritz are reporting record order backlogs driven by renewable energy demand. Yet, the political climate remains tense, with analysts noting that current reform packages are insufficient to generate growth. The message from the market is clear. While AI and tokenization offer massive upside, the physical, regulatory, and political constraints of the real world are becoming the primary drivers of risk and return. To watch next, look for the European Central Bank's rate decision on Thursday and the outcome of the SEC's proposed transfer agent rule changes. Also, keep an eye on the potential IPO of Crusoe, which could signal the next phase of AI infrastructure funding. For now, the day's lesson is that technology is moving fast, but the ground beneath it is shifting just as quickly.